From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you've spent any time in the meat department at the grocery store recently, you've probably noticed that beef costs more, a lot more, than it used to. Economists with the U.S. Department of Agriculture say cattle prices are at a record high, up 34% since last July. To find out why beef prices are on the rise, we turn to Lou Moore. He's a professor of agricultural economics at Penn State University. Thanks for being with us, Professor Moore.
Nice being with you, Michelle.
So what exactly is pumping up the price of beef?
Well, there are a number of things, Michelle, that are pumping up the price of beef. One is that there's actually a shortage of the kind of animals that will grade out to the choice grade beef. And the reason there's a shortage is that the beef business has not been a profitable business in recent years, either for the cow-calf operators or for the fed cattle people. And another factor is the economy has improving, as we all know, in recent months, and I believe that consumers feel that they're confident enough about the future and their jobs that they're willing to go out and pay a little more for beef. And the Canadian situation with the mad cow disease has also had a lot of impact, real and psychological, and we have not been importing any beef from there. Another factor last week is that Congress asked the USDA to keep the ban on keeping Canadian beef out for at least 4 years. We've all been operating with the idea that that ban would soon be lifted because they'd only found one cow with this basic problem. But I think all these things have helped to push the price of live animals to over a dollar per pound compared to 67 cents at the same time a year ago. So there's a lot of factors involved in this.
Now, do we see these rising prices only in grocery stores, or is this reflected also in restaurants and in some of the fast food chains?
It has to be reflected in all eating establishments in addition to the grocery stores. It will have to affect the price of the steak that we buy in restaurants and hotels and other eating places.
What effect is the popularity of these high-protein, low-carb diets having on the price of beef?
Well, I think that's a factor that we do have to gear into it because many people are moving to those kind of diets. They've thrown a lot of the other things away, and they say, I'm going to eat lots of meat. I think that, combined with the improvement in the economy and a lot of these things are having an impact on it. The interesting thing here is that the beef market, by rising, has not dragged the pork and the poultry market along with it. So this seems to be a thing that might be associated more with the diets, and that those diets are associated more with beef than they are with chicken or with pork.
Is this an across-the-board increase, or will we only see this in the better cuts of beef?
We will see it in all the cuts of beef because it's going to have some impact the whole way along the line. Probably the meat that's used for making bolognas and hamburgers is also increasing. You mentioned earlier about the increase in the price that consumers have seen at the retail level. And I guess we'd have to say they haven't seen anything yet because this big increase that's taken place at the producer level has not fully been impacted at the consumer level yet. Hopefully the situation will eventually take care of itself because farmers are reacting to higher prices and scurrying around trying to find more animals that they could put into feedlots so that by late next spring, perhaps the problem would begin to alleviate itself.
But until then, we can expect the prices to continue to rise.
The only thing that would change it in the short run would be if they opened that border to Canada and the psychological impact would push that market down.
So I guess the message for consumers is fill up the freezer.
Fill up the freezer soon, and if you don't have to, wait till next spring.
Professor Moore, thanks so much.
Nice talking with you, Michelle.
Lou Moore is a professor of agricultural economics at Penn State University.